Well, we have been in a series about prayer and just different kinds of prayer. Let's look at Ephesians 6:18. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplications for all the saints. It says, praying always with all prayer and supplication. Other versions talk about all kinds of prayer. So there are different kinds of prayer. Prayer is fellowship with God, coming to God. And we've talked about different types of prayer. We've been talking about the prayer of faith. And tonight, we're going to talk about the prayer of agreement. And the prayer of agreement really is a prayer of faith or a prayer petition where two or more people are involved. We're going to read Matthew 18, verse 19. So we're going to piggyback on what we've been talking about that and review some of the prayer of faith. It says in verse 19, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. So again, verse 19 says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree, we're going to come back and read this again, but just going over it to begin with. If two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. So this is when two, at least two, because if you had two, and then you had another two, or three, if they all agree, then it's two, two, two. You could put pairs of two, but it's more, it's two or more people agreeing concerning something that they're asking concerning the Father, and it said it would be done. Now let's go back to Mark 11, 22. We're just gonna, just real quick, we've been talking about the prayer of faith. I wanna go over some aspects there because they apply here, and then we'll go farther in specifically what we have tonight. It says, verse 22, so Jesus answered and said to them, have faith in God. For assuredly I say to you, whoever says to this mountain, be removed and be cast into the sea, and does not doubt in his heart, but believes that those things he says will be done, he will have whatever he says. Verse 24, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray, believe that you receive them, and you will have them. And we've been talking about this prayer, faith, prayer, petition, going to God, asking something specific. It talks about believing, having faith toward God. We went over this, but this, again, applies here. Faith means persuasion, assurance. It means confidence. It means you're convinced of something. You're praying in faith. You're coming and praying based on what you believe. So faith is being persuaded or convinced of something. And if you believe something, that means you have faith. That means you're persuaded of it. So having faith in God means you're convinced or persuaded about things concerning God. We read in Hebrews 11:1 in the GW, it says, faith assures us of things we expect and convinces us of the things or convinces us of the existence of things we cannot see. So faith, that persuasion, that convincing, that assurance, that assures us. So the assurance of faith assures us, because you're assured of something of God or persuaded or convinced, then that assures us of things we expect. So you're expecting something. It convinces us of things we can't see. So you're basing your expectation on what you're convinced of, what you're persuaded of. Let's read Mark 11, 24 in the Amplified Classic. Go ahead and skip down to that. It says, for this reason I am telling you, whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that it is granted to you, and you will get it. Whatever you ask for in prayer, believe, trust, and be confident that is granted to you, and you will get it. And the Amplified says, for this reason, I'm telling you that whatever things you ask for in prayer, in accordance with God's will, believe with confident trust that you have received them, and they will be given to you. We read this again. John 15:16 says, "You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you that you should go and bear fruit, and that your fruit should remain. And whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give you." So whatever you ask the Father in my name, he may give to you, may give you. In John 16:23, it says, "In that day you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full." So we've gone over some of these things concerning the prayer of faith. You're believing something, you're asking something, and you're receiving something. You're coming in the name of Jesus. And because of all who he is and what he's provided. Now let's go back to Matthew 18:19 then. It says, "Again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them." So you see these same elements in this is talking about agreement. So several aspects about this. It's talking about two people, at least two people, on earth. Well, we qualify. If you're on earth, two people agreeing, go ahead and put that up again. We're going to go through this. I say, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything that they ask, so they're agreeing, they're asking, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Notice the context, you know, this is farther, but notice this is part of this, what this passage of Scripture. "For where two or three are gathered in my name, I am there in the midst of them." So number one, the two people, at least two people, it says that they agree on earth. So number one, these people have to agree. Now, we shouldn't just fly over that. They have to agree. So they need to be clear on what they're agreeing on. When it's just you praying, you know what's in your mind, what's in your heart. You don't have to, you're just you, the Lord, you go to God and you get clear on, I know what your word says. I know I'm believing how to be led to pray. You know, in conjunction with you, you don't have to check with anybody else. You're praying. Now, if you're going to bring somebody else, you got to make sure you're on the same page. If you're going to pray, if you're going to see this verse says, if two of you agree, well, you got to agree. It doesn't mean just pray together. That's not what it says. It doesn't mean people say, well, let's just agree. Let's just agree in prayer. Well, what do you mean? You mean we're just going to pray together? This is more than just praying together. This is agreeing on something. This is you're going to be in faith about something. So you got to be clear on what you're agreeing on. You have to be on the same page. Otherwise, you didn't agree. You just prayed. But one person could have one image, and one person could have another image. You could do this in all kinds of things. Like, you know, a couple could, one of the husband or wife could come and say, you know, I think we should go look for a new car. And the other person could say, I agree, let's look for a new car. I'd like to get a new car. What does each one have in their mind? You ever played one of these games where, you know, you say something and then people draw what they're thinking you're talking about? And, you know, depending on how many people you got, they're all different types of results. Because when you say certain things, people, from their experience, from their mind, they come up with, I think I know what you're talking about. But then what seems very straightforward at the beginning, like a car, we're going to get a new car. Well, how many of you know there are all kinds of cars? One may get, the husband, I'm getting this type of car, the lady may be thinking it's a different kind of car, different colors, different trim levels, different brands. See, they agreed up here, but they're really not. When you get down to it, people could be very, like, much in disagreement to where you don't get the car because I want this. No, I want this. Well, I think we should get this. Well, I think we should get this. Well, I thought we were agreed. We're going to get a car. Well, what does that mean? Well, we're going to get a car. Well, the difference between actually deciding you're going to get a car and getting a car to where you're paying a lot of money for it, deciding on what that is, those are two different things. And to get you two people on the same page concerning everything, you know, there's a lot of different options. You talk about buying a building a house. Like when people go and buy, you know, my family that grew up in, you know, that's what my family did. They built custom homes. That's a process. You think you want to pick everything out? You got to pick everything. I mean, you can decide you just don't want to pick certain things out, but you have the option to pick everything out. All the doorknobs, all the types of trim, all the things on the cabinet, all the colors of everything, all the stains, the carpet, the walls, the layout of the whole house to begin with. There are so many options, and people go through that and they think, we're going to just do this. There's a lot of things to agree on. You know, people can almost get divorced going through that. So point is, agreement, just being like, oh, we agree, we're going to do this, that's not actually agreement. That's some level of agreement, like we're going to pray. But if you want a result, we want to be on the same page. We're agreeing on this. And do both parties believe that? Because we're talking about faith. Are we convinced of that? Are we convinced we're going to get this? Hey, agree with me on this. Well, are they there? Are you there? Are we actually agreeing? Because if they're not in agreement, it's not going to happen. We're not just throwing up a prayer. Well, let's agree. It's magic. If we just pray at the same time, then it'll happen. That's not what the verse says. It means it says you're going to agree. And it's spiritual agreement. Now, you can hold hands on the outside. That's not bad. You know, you're going to pray. Let's pray together. Let's hold hands and pray. That's supposed to be, that's a representation, an outward representation of should be spiritual agreement on the inside. Because you don't have to hold hands to pray the prayer of agreement. Because the Bible, it says, if two of you will agree on earth, you can be in two physical locations and pray the prayer of agreement. It's a spiritual thing. Now, you got to be on earth, I guess. I mean, can you do it in a plane? Well, you're on the earth. You're still living, breathing. You're around, yes. But you don't have to be in the same place. I could be somewhere and call Shelly on the phone. We could FaceTime and we could agree right there, but we're not holding hands. But virtually, we're holding hands. Spiritually is the important thing, that we're on the same page. See, these things are not magic incantations. It's not hocus pocus. It's not like, let's do this and it'll happen. No, it's the same thing as a lot of these principles when we're talking about the prayer of faith. You need to be convinced of something. Both parties need to be convinced. Where are we? What can we agree on? A very powerful link is a husband and wife team praying on something. If you're not married, then get somebody somebody that you can agree with in prayer. Truly agree. Again, not just pray, but what do you agree? We're believing this, and again, all these aspects we've been talking about, the prayer of faith, you don't just pull something out of there. It is based on the Word of God. I have confidence based on God's Word that this is the will of God, and we can pray. Now, let's get an agreement on what we're praying for. We're praying for this. We're on the same page. Now, we want to hold our hands physically, that's fine. There's nothing wrong with that. That's just supposed to be an outward representation. It doesn't do anything in and of itself. You could pray the prayer of agreement, more in agreement, not holding hands, and get results versus somebody holding hands and actually not spiritually agree, and they're not going to get results. So that's just a representation. That is not that's not the core of praying. So you can go through motions and look like you're agreeing. You know, people can feel pressure. Don't ever feel pressure to agree with somebody and pray. Well, just agree with me and pray. Well, let's just do it. Let's just get her done. What are we praying about? Are we agreeing? Are we on the same page? Are we just doing it to get somebody off our back and let's just pray? Let's agree. Agree with me. Just agree with me. Well, what are we agreeing on? Where are you at? Can you believe that? And when, you know, if you're serious about it, if I'm serious about it, then I want to know, where are we at? Do each parties actually believe? Not wish, not hope, not want. Well, I'm just agreeing for, you know, whatever to happen fully in this area. And when you get down to it, they don't believe that. That's the best. That's what they'd like to happen, but that's not where their confidence is. They're not convinced of it. They're hoping, in the wish sense, they're wishing that would happen. So they're looking at a prayer to somebody to get them to pray with them as kind of a magic wand just to get it to happen, but they're not really convinced of it. They're just hoping that this will do the trick. You know what I'm talking about? That won't work. That's not agreeing. Don't ever pray with somebody because you feel pressure to pray. I don't know about you, but that doesn't do any good, because you get the prayer done, but is it going to produce results? Because that's the thing. Because then it's like, well, we prayed. Why didn't it happen? Were we agreeing? See, it doesn't do any good. You're not doing any favors. I'm not doing any favors to pray with somebody when we're not really in alignment and agreement, or actually in faith, because that's going to hurt people's faith when it doesn't happen. It does all the time. People just pray. They throw stuff up. Get a bunch of people. Let's just all pray together. Well, what are we praying on? What do we believe? What are we standing on? What in the Bible are we standing on? Where are we getting this? What's our confidence on? Because then it's going to work. Then we're scriptural. Then we're based on the Bible. Then we have God's word on this. Amos 3:3 says, "Can two walk together unless they are agreed?" Now, different versions talk about, can you meet? Like, if you're going to go on a walk, where are we going to walk? Like here in the NLT, it says, "Can two people walk together without agreeing on the direction?" Another versions bring out, you know, we're going to meet at this time to go for a walk. Well, how can you do that unless you decide where we're going to meet? Here it's talking about direction. Can you walk? Can you be together unless you know where you're going? I'm just taking a walk. Well, where are we going? Yeah, you can just take a leisurely walk. Just start. If you want to get somewhere, though, then you need to decide somehow, some way, where we're going. How can we get up? In other words, we need to get on the same page. So we need to make sure that is happening. If one person is believing and expecting, so if you believe something, then that's the assurance for what you expect. But one person isn't, it's not going to happen. If you believe, I'm going to pray the prayer of agreement, you don't have to pray the prayer of agreement. You don't have to pray with anybody. There's times you want to, and it's powerful, but as a Christian, you don't have to get somebody else to pray with you. You can pray. There's power in agreement, but you can go, I can go, and based on my rights and privileges in Christ, I can pray the prayer of faith. But there's different types of prayer. Sometimes you're like, I need agreement on this. I need somebody to come alongside me and agree. And I feel like that's the answer. You can't separate walking in faith from being led by the Spirit of God. So don't be like, well, so don't go in this mode like, well, I always get my answer. I never agree with anybody because I always got it. That's just spiritual pride. How about we be led? There's times I feel like we need to agree on this. There are times like, I got this. I'm gonna pray. I'm gonna go. But Shelly and I will agree all the time on stuff. Let's go. Let's agree on this. Now, what can we agree on? But if one person is believing something and expecting, the other person's just, I'll pray with you, but I wasn't really believing it. That's not agreement. And especially if one person that feels like I got to get some agreement on this, but they have attitude, I don't really believe it's going to, I mean, I don't really believe I have faith for this. I got to get somebody else, but I'm just kind of hoping they'll just do it all. But let's pray the prayer of agreement. We're not praying the prayer of agreement. You might as well just say, pray for me, because I don't know. Pray for me that I'll see and help. I got to get in the word, but I got to do something. If my faith, if I'm not believing, nobody can pray for me to get faith. That's not a scriptural prayer. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. I've got to look at the word and I got to find out what the word says so that I can believe. So, but it's tempting. Have somebody else do it for me. Well, I just wish, you know, I need an answer. Pray for me that I'll get the answer. Well, the best is I go before God and get the answer, but I can have somebody agree with me. I need wisdom on this. Will you agree for me for wisdom? Sure, let's agree. God, we know, James 1:5, it says, that if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God who gives to all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. So I can agree. I can pray the prayer of agreement for the prayer of wisdom, for wisdom, and get it. Believe that. We've prayed a lot of times for people for wisdom, and I believe that. I've had it answered so many times in my life individually. So if somebody wants to pray for wisdom, sure, we'll get that. We'll believe. But if somebody's like, well, I don't know how it's going to happen, that's not agreement. We've got to have confidence. We've got to be persuaded. We got a key to this is we've got to be on the same page and agree on the same thing. So number two then, let's read the verse again. Go back to Matthew 18, 19. It says, again, I say to you that if two of you agree on earth, so if two of you agree on the earth, wherever you are, it's a spiritual connection, it's not a physical connection, concerning anything they ask. So whatever the thing is, they're agreeing on specific aspects of what they are asking. It says, concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. So number two, you have to ask. Well, just agree with me on this. Okay, agree. I'm agreeing with you, brother. Didn't ask. Didn't come in agreement together. You see that? Mm-hmm. We didn't agree. We didn't do what this says. We didn't agree and then come together and ask so that we could say, we prayed. We were on the same page. We were specific about this, and we came together and we asked. If we don't ask, we're not doing what this says. We're assuming. And people say all the time, just agree with me on this. Well, let's pray. Let's actually take the step and pray about that with everything else we said. Let's get on the same page. Let's agree or get specific about what we're agreeing. But if we don't ask, This prayer, remember we're talking about different types of prayer, the prayer of agreement is not just, yeah, I'll agree with you. It is getting on the same page and then praying. And if I skip that step, it's not going to work because we didn't do it. Well, I agreed with you, but we didn't ask anything. We didn't actually ask. You know, the other day, Shelly was running errand, and I was supposed to preheat the oven on something. And I went because I was doing other things, and I was going to be putting stuff in. And I went in our oven. You know, it's got these buttons, and one of them says bake, and I hit the bake button, and then the temperature starts flashing, and then I go up to whatever it was, 400. And then I walked away. On our oven, it's got a little play button. You know, it looks like, you know, a little sideways triangle that looks like like on your phone. You got to push that for it to actually start. Now you push bake, you pick the temperature on some of it. That's it. I mean, okay, so I dialed it in and I walked away. So later, you know, Shelly came in and she got home and it was, and I had gone off to something else because I was doing some things. I came back and it hadn't started. And I was like, I didn't push the play button. I totally meant to. I went and did this, but I skipped a step and the oven didn't know that. I looked at Shelly. I can see her face right now because she's coming in and looking at, and she's like going to do it. And I looked up and I said, I didn't push the play button. But I meant to. I totally was on it. I didn't do that step. Well, guess what? We came back. Oven. Now we got to wait for the oven to preheat. Why? Because I skipped it. But I totally meant for it to happen. Well, if we do it here, if we just be like, well, I agreed. I mean, why didn't it happen? Well, we skipped a step. It's the same thing. You can't just blow past that. These things are not, it's not just a game. See, sometimes we act like everything's just like, well, God knows. Well, he does know. But we live in a fallen world. We're here on the earth, and we live in a fallen world. And it's not about what God desires for us. If it was everything happened the way God desires, then everybody would get saved and we'd go on into the millennium now. Nobody would be sick because that's God's will. But not everything happens based on God's will. Well, things don't happen based on God's will in this earth. We live in a fallen world. God wills, he's given us his word, and then he's told us what to do. And it's not up to him to do everything because there are rules that govern being in this earth. Not everything you look around, all the stuff that's going in the world is not God's will. God's not killing people. God's not causing bad things to happen to people. We have to cooperate with him. Matthew 6:8 says, for your father knows the things you have need of. You skip down to Matthew 6:8. For your father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. How many times did we read today and in previous messages about asking him? Doesn't the verse we just say ask it? Well, he already knows. Why do we have to ask? Because it's not all up to him. And sometimes we act like, well, I don't know, I can do whatever. God knows. You're not just dealing with God. It's not like some cosmic game where you jump through. I jump through a bunch of hoops, and then if we do it enough, oh, ding, 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 we win, and now we get our prayer answered. God's will is good for us, and we're in the earth, and he said, you do this, and this will work. Because we have an enemy on the earth. He's trying to steal, kill, and destroy. He's trying to push. There's a fallen world. We're dealing with stuff, but God told us what to do to get victory in areas, but we got to follow what his word says, and we can't be like, well, I meant it. That's the same thing. Like, I 100% meant to preheat the oven, and nothing happened. It blinked probably for a little while and was like, 400, you going to do anything about it? I guess you didn't run a preheat, and it went back to normal and went off. It's the same thing. If we're like, well, we agree. I agree with you. Well, why don't, let's just pray about it. Let's go. Let's pray. Let's get it. Then we can go. I've prayed. I've agreed. I've prayed. I've asked. And so I'm going to get what I have. Now, one thing I want to emphasize or just bring out, if we go back to Matthew 18:19. Notice it says again, verse 19, again I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, now that's going to be biblical. It's going to be based on what God said. You can't just make stuff up. It's the same thing that some of the same things we've gone over at the prayer of faith. You are coming to him in faith with another person. You're You're coming. I'm coming together. We're believing something specific based on God's word that we have confidence in. We're coming, and then we're asking specifically on that. And then it says, if you ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Notice this, for where two or three are gathered together in my name, I am there in the midst of them. Now we separate those verses sometime, but notice this is one right after another. It's saying, when we're gathered together, Jesus is saying, I'm there in the midst of you. When we're praying and agreeing, Jesus said he's there. Now, his spirit, we would know by the Holy Spirit, the spirit of Jesus is there with us. But his presence, we know he never leaves us, forsakes us. But here specifically, he said, I'm there. So when we're agreeing, whether it's physically or, you know, or there's distance involved, when we're coming to agree, where we're gathered in his name, God's there. So it's not just two people throwing up something toward God. God is coming in. Jesus said, I am there, and this thing is ratified in my name, in my authority. That's why we can't just make something up. We can't come in something we don't have confidence in. We are coming to God with another person, we're aligned on what we believe, what we're getting, what we're asking, and God is saying, all right, he's coming with us, and if it has to be aligned with his word, it has to be something we're believing, and at that point, Jesus said, I'm there, and he is involved. Yeah. Now you do that, after that, all right, in the name of Jesus, we've got that. We did what the Word of God said. We know we have confidence based on the Word. And this thing, what does it say? Go put up verse 19 again. Again, I say to you, if two of you agree on earth concerning anything they ask, it will be done for them by my Father in heaven. Now, we agreed. We asked. That's it. It's over. It's done. It's coming. Now, what do? You stand. You believe we got it. Our order is in. We've asked. We know we're confident. We're on the same page. The name of Jesus is involved. Jesus himself said, I am there in the midst of you, and we got it. And then I don't get pushed off. All right, we agreed. Well, it doesn't look like it. We agreed. It's coming. Well, I don't know. It's been 3 days. We agreed. Well, I don't know. It doesn't look like it. We agreed. Therefore, it's happening. You see that? You don't go through the motions based on what somebody else did or what you heard somebody else the way they prayed. We go based on the Word of God. When we get aligned with the Word of God, it works. When we just say, oh, that person, they pray. It sounds like they know how to pray. I did. That's the way they did it. Oh, look at their posture when they're praying. Oh, I guess we got to do it like that. That's religion. Well, I don't know. I mean, they did this, and I'm not saying there's any bad way, but if we're doing it because somebody else did it and not because the Word of God said it, that's religion. That's not based on the Word of God. That's not faith. But when we get biblical, now we have something to stand on. Now when it doesn't look like it, oh no, we agreed according to the Word of God. We are confident that's happening. We got it. We got it. We got it. God's Word's good. It's on its way. Amen.